Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank Business, banking for good. Member FDIC.
Okay, we know Bernie's going to have to wait for this. This is too good an Eagles song to not listen to some of it. Take it to the limit. All right, you're listening to Terry Wickstrom Outdoors on 104.3 The Fans. And we have to go to the phones because one of our favorite contributors here is here. And Bernie, as much as I love the Eagles, you have too much good information for me not to get you, bring you up. Good morning.
Good morning, Terry. I'm just curious why you played Take It to the Limit right before you have me on.
Well, we certainly weren't going to play Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Oh, that's too funny.
Good morning, my friend. It's always great to have you on.
Good morning. It's great to be on. You know what? We got a fall bite that's right around the corner.
Oh, we do. It's one of my it's probably the time I have fished Granby over the multiple years I've been here the most. And it's if you want to take somebody fishing to catch fish, when that takes off, that is the time to take it. Let's set the stage a little bit, Bernie. You know, Granby, we know it, ice fish as well. We'll get some projections from you. Spring fishing, big fish. I used to come up there and spring fish, big fish. You catch fish all summer long up there. But we've had a different year. I mean, the water levels are different. Water temperatures are different. Where do you think we are right now compared to this time in past years?
No, I think we're a week, 10 days behind normal. But, you know, all it's going to take is a snowstorm, a few more rainstorms like we had last night and the foggy days today that's going to drop that water temperature. It's not going to take a lot. It needs to drop about 6 degrees. No, more than that. I think it was 65 on the lake yesterday. So it needs to drop about 12 degrees before everything gets started. So, yeah, we're going to need some snow to really make that happen. But you can have that any day now.
But the flip side of that is you're going to be able to catch those fish even before that magic temperature because they're going to start staging. And, of course, the key that people don't know, lake trout can't survive in water very long that's over 55 degrees. And they'll start to spawn when it gets below that because they can move shallow. And then that's when you get that great numbers bite. And you still get a few big fish, but that's when you get these huge numbers. And they come in places that are a little easier to identify. But you're probably catching fish right now, Bernie.
Yeah, we're catching fish. You've got to work for it, and you got to be patient. Right now, the key is I do a lot of running and gunning, but I'm very patient with the spot. I'm letting the fish decide if they want to eat. I'm not just trying to get the aggressive ones because nothing's very aggressive out there right now. And the fish are moving towards their spawning areas. I mean, where they are today, they might not be tomorrow. But if you look a little closer to the spawning grounds, they might be there. They're starting to group up around them pretty well. And just because they're being around them doesn't mean that they're necessarily going to bite. You just got to keep on, have patience with this group of fish, and then move on if they don't bite and go look for another one.
What kind of areas do you look for? I mean, tell people what the spawning grounds are like.
Well, the spawning grounds are, in a nutshell, they like to spawn on softball-sized gravel or bigger. They'll spawn on humps, and they'll spawn on deep breaks, kind of like the dams, the dikes. Those are great spawning areas out there. So if you look at that, you're looking, that's it. You know, the ridges that are rocky, anywhere there's good rock out there, they can be there. And it's basically just rocks. I mean, if you're not snagging on every drop, you're probably not in the right areas.
Now, once this fall bite takes off, which we're probably looking at maybe the second weekend in October, we don't know, but we're probably looking like that. What kind of numbers can people expect to catch?
Now, if you go out there on a good day, I would say a guy that doesn't come up here a lot would have an honest shot at 5-6 fish a person in the boat. If you're familiar with lake trout fishing and you're familiar with Granby a little bit, then you have a shot of 20 to 50 fish a day on the boat.
Yeah, it really, once you get into it and understand it, and of course, one of the best ways to learn it would be come up and book a trip. I know you get booked up pretty fast. You have a number of good guys. Do you guys still have openings for that fishing?
We do have some openings. I think I got one guy who's full, but I got two more that are not.
All right. So how would they book a trip with you, Bernie?
Just look me up on fishingwithbernie.com, Facebook Fishing with Bernie, Instagram Fishing with Bernie. Or you can just give me a call at 970-531-2318.
Now, what's going on there right now? I know we're looking forward to this fall bite. You and I love it. And by the way, those fish typically range, we should tell people, 15 to 22 inches is the typical range. But you do get some big ones too, right?
Yeah. The big ones, we don't fish for them. So we get maybe one a year, and it's completely by accident.
During
I believe in leaving them alone.
Right.
But once they're done spawning, they move out to the big humps, then the mud humps, then they're fair game again.
Right. So what's going on right now, though, up and all the lakes in your area?
Well, let's start down at Wolford. The kokanee are starting to group up down there. And the bite is pretty good. We were down there the other day. We didn't do very good jigging, but the trollers were getting them, and that's just going to get better any day now. It's going to be great. And then coming up to Williams Fork, the lake trout fishing is good. Rainbows are starting to get active on the surface to everyone, all the lakes out here. I've been seeing a lot of surface activity early and late in the day. The pike fishing, they'll be moving shallow, let the water temperature cool down a little bit more at Williams Fork. Then coming up to Willow Creek, the rainbow fishing's getting better from the bank. And kokanee will be moving shallow up there too, and that'll probably be mid-September when they start doing that. And then Granby, the lake trout fishing, you got to work for it, but it's okay. We're probably doing, the other day, I think we had 20 bites and landed 8 of them, and they were all 22 to 30 inches, so I thought that was okay.
Pretty nice fish, yeah.
Yeah. Monarch, the brook trout are going pretty good. They're going to be moving up in the inlets before the end of the month.
Hey, you know, let's pause there just a minute. That's an underused resource, those brook trout. You get towards fall, and they start moving up in those inlets. And is there a prettier fish in Colorado than that?
They are absolutely magnificent fish. I love running up there and just going and chasing brook trout there. Another place people should fish is Meadow Creek for tigers, because that's going to be a great fall fishery.
Oh, you're right. So when you go after the brook trout or the tigers, how do you like? Do you fly? Do you conventional, both? What do you like to do?
If they're in the creeks, I fly fish for them. But if they're in the lakes, I'm a terrible fly fisherman. I need the creek to help me out. So if they're in the lakes, I use spinning gear, and I really like to pitch jigs for them and swim bag doll flies, little stuff like that. If the weather's right, I might throw a Rapala around, but I don't like doing that very much. So I like using single hook little stuff.
Yeah. Okay, now I interrupted you. We're going to talk about a few more opportunities up there.
Oh, and then Grand Lake, the rainbows are moving in on the shoreline. The browns will be getting good on all these lakes again. And then the lake trout, they're actually doing pretty good. One of my guys was out there yesterday, and I think he told me he had 20-some fish between two guys. And they were all smaller fish, but that's all they wanted to do, and they were really happy.
Yeah, so there's still, you know, one of the things about where you're at, there's great opportunities year-round. You might have to change what you fish for or the way you fish, but there's really not a time you can't come up in the Granby area and catch fish.
No. If you're looking from Wolford to Grand Lake and over to Meadow Creek, there's no reason you can't go somewhere and have a great day.
And do you guide on most of those waters?
We guide on Williams Fork, Granby, Shadow Mountain, and Grand Lake.
Okay.
The rest of them, we just go fish and have fun, and we don't mind sharing our information on them.
So other than that, last question, are the water levels pretty good up there?
No, they're still very good. Granby's like 4 feet below full pool. Wolford, when we were there, it looked, I don't know if it was low, I couldn't tell. I haven't been to Williams Fork, but the last report Randy gave me was it was like 98% full, so it's just a couple feet low. So everything's in real good shape going into the fall, which is another reason the fall might be a little later. That water's going to absorb a lot of cool temperatures to cool it down.
Yep, you're absolutely right. Bernie, we got to run, but if people want to book a trip or just get information, how do they find you?
Look me up on fishingwithbernie.com or Facebook or Instagram, Fishing with Bernie. That's the best way.
All right, my friend, we need to get on the water again very soon.
Hey, you guys have a great fall. We'll talk to you next time we talk.
All right, thanks, Bernie. Bye.
Right. See ya.
Bernie, always a trip. And it's talking to people that are a trip and that can, you know, make your day kind of different. One just walked in the studio, Mr. Dan Jacobs. Good morning.
Well, I was listening earlier, and I heard you talking about how you did a Eagles versus Beatles show a couple years ago.
No, we went on for about 2 years.
Oh, so what did you do? You played both of the Eagles good songs versus all the Beatles songs, or what'd you do?
No, we did is... I had a board op then was a huge Beatles fan. In fact, he works for KYGO occasionally as a DJ. And I argued with him that in the United States, the Eagles were more popular than the Beatles, even though worldwide the Beatles had sold more records.
So you were just being obnoxious.
No, I
you
was
didn't really believe
this.
That.
This
just,
was from the heart. This was from the heart. So we did a test and Karen surveyed every. This is back when they still had CDs.
Correct.
And Karen did a test of people who had an Eagles CD in their car, who had a Beatles CD, and who had both. And the Eagles won at almost, I mean, at almost a 5-1.
Well, how many good songs do the Eagles have?
Hundreds.
Two? Three?
Two. Two?
Three?
How many? Have you ever, you know, obviously, being my daughter's age and the fact that I had help in forming your youth, you really turned out bad.
Well, I mean, we have Hotel California, we have Desperado. I mean, what else? What else do they have?
Peaceful, Easy Feeling.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah.
Take It to the Limit.
Yeah.
Tequila Sunrise.
Yeah, you're reaching. No, hey, you know what I was really impressed with though? So I follow your page on Facebook.
I knew somebody did.
And you know what is there are so many kind people out there because now most of the time it's Karen, but there are so many people that actually catch fish and allow you to take pictures with their fish that they caught.
You saw my research pictures.
Yeah. So I think that's really nice because I know you never catch any fish.
Speaking of reaching, are you going to be able to impart any sports knowledge to
us?
Oh,
yeah. We've got CU Nebraska coming up and then the Broncos coming up. But I thought that was really
I'm going to
really
steal
nice
a minute of your show because I want to get a quick opinion from you. I want to steal so you don't have a show to do anymore. But I'm really having trouble deciding what the Broncos are going to be. I could see where they could be a really good team.
No.
But there's everybody thinks the defense is great, but they got a major hole at middle linebacker. We don't know what the offense is going to be, and we have a first-year offensive coordinator. And during preseasons, their special teams were terrible. So I could see correcting maybe one or two of those, but I don't think they can get all three straightened out.
Yeah, I think what they're shooting for is they really want to be mediocre. They don't want to lose. They don't want to have a losing record. So they've really shot to set that bar kind of like that middle 8-8 type range. But we'll talk about that coming up. And, you know, you'll have a reason to listen. Now, I noticed that you glossed over the fact that I was mentioning that you normally pose for pictures with Karen's fish.
So what's your point?
Oh, I just thought that was really, you know, it's really nice that there's all these people out there that will let Terry take pictures with their fish so he can act like he caught fish.
You know, if you go to my YouTube channel, The Best of Fishing with Terry Wickstrom Outdoors,
sure,
there actually is video of me catching fish.
Yeah, staged. Yeah.
No, not staged. All right. We're going to get out of here. We'll let
Most of the time I see Karen catching fish.
We'll let
your video.
We'll let the Eagles take us to the top of the hour and maybe real sports with Dan Jacobs. I'll listen and trust me, I'll be critiquing. This is Terry Wickstrom Outdoors back at our 9 to 11 hour. We'll see you next week on 104.3 The Fan. Just business here of our own device.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.